Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Vaccine 411, the latest coronavirus vaccine information for December 9th, 2021. Starting off with a little reassurance, cases of Omicron have been reported by 21 countries in the EU. All of them have been either asymptomatic or mild, with no deaths reported thus far. And the head of the CDC said out of the 42 known cases of Omicron in the U.S., only one has been hospitalized. In South Africa, reports are that even those who are landing in the ER are there for unrelated reasons, but test positive during ER admission. The connection from the very start between severe COVID and obesity has been largely played down and left unmentioned out of fear of political correctness, but the connection is real. Patients who were overweight were more likely to develop severe COVID and more likely to die. Now, the New York Times reports researchers have found the virus directly infects fat cells and certain immune cells within body fat, prompting a damaging defensive response. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced tighter restrictions, urging people to again work from home and mandating COVID passes to get into nightclubs and large events. Also, starting Friday, the mask mandate will be widened to most indoor public places, including theaters. They say the tighter restrictions will buy time to get more boosters in more arms. Another milestone, the number of Americans fully vaccinated against COVID has hit 200 million, but that's against the backdrop of rising cases, especially in highly vaccinated New England states. Deaths are running close to 1,600 a day on average. That's back to what they were in October. Total U.S. deaths could hit 800,000 in a matter of days. Around the world, the strategy is to exclude and isolate the unvaccinated. But one small school district in California is saying that's exactly what we want. It's setting up a separate in-person instructional program just for its unvaccinated students. As you would expect, the state does not like that. The intent is to prevent unvaccinated students from losing face-to-face instruction when the state's K-12 vaccine mandate, the only one of its kind in the nation, goes into effect. In the United States, cases were up 27%, deaths are up 13%, and hospitalizations are up 19% over 14 days. The 7-day average of new cases has been trending up since November 29th. The five states that had the most daily deaths per 100,000 are Montana, Kentucky, Tennessee, West Virginia, and Michigan. There are 9,792,640 active cases in the United States. The five states with the greatest increase in hospitalizations per capita: Connecticut, 69%, Delaware, 66%, Rhode Island, 65%, Massachusetts, 50%, and Illinois and Indiana, 49%. The top 10 counties with the highest number of recent cases per capita, according to the New York Times: Waseca, Minnesota; Fayette, Indiana; Allen, Kansas; Bennington, Vermont; Vermilion, Illinois; Sullivan, New Hampshire; Socorro, New Mexico; Rush, Indiana; Powell, Kentucky; and Neosho, Kansas. There have been at least 793,225 deaths in the U.S. recorded as COVID-related. The top three vaccinating states by percentage of population that's been fully vaccinated: Vermont at 74.2%, Rhode Island at 73.9%, and Maine at 73.3%. The bottom three vaccinating states are Wyoming at 46.2%, Alabama at 46.6%, and Mississippi at 47.4%. The percentage of the U.S. that's been fully vaccinated is 60.1%. Globally, cases were up 10% and deaths were flat over 14 days, with the 7-day average trending up since October 15th. There are 21,505,711 active cases around the world. The five countries with the most new cases: the United States, 127,411, Germany, 68,832, France, 61,340, the UK, 51,342, and Russia, 30,752. There have been at least 5,278,923 deaths reported as COVID-related worldwide. For the latest updates, subscribe for free to Vaccine 411 on your podcast app or ask your smart speaker to play the Vaccine 411 podcast.
Sound that brands.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.